Welcome to Winning English, helping your English shine through the use of idioms, slang, and cultural references. Today, I have some sayings and phrases related to hands and mouths. Given how important our hands and mouths are, it's probably no surprise that there are plenty of English idioms and sayings associated with these parts of our bodies. Let's start with, to be out of your hands. When you say that a situation is out of your hands, it means that it is not in your control. You are powerless to influence what will happen. Note that this phrase uses to be as the verb. You might say someday, I wish I could help you with your problem, but it's out of my hands. A similar phrase is, it got out of hand. When a situation gets out of hand, it means that the people involved lost control. Often it means they became angry, started shouting, and maybe even had a fight. Note that this phrase uses the verb to get instead of to be. I can envision someone telling a police officer, "We were arguing over a parking spot, and then it got out of hand. The next thing I knew, he had punched me." Next, here's a saying that involves both hands and mouths. When someone is very poor and has to spend every dollar they earn just to survive, we say they live hand to mouth. Think about ancient times when humans would gather food from nature. They might pick a berry and eat it right away. The food went immediately from hand to mouth. They couldn't save anything for later. People with very low incomes often can't save either. They live hand to mouth. Suppose you and a friend or business colleague are having a conversation. You find that you agree completely with what he or she is saying. You can say, "You took the words right out of my mouth." The idea is that you would have said the exact same words if you had spoken first. In this situation, you might also say, "You said a mouthful." That also means that you agree completely. This one, though, is very informal. "You took the words right out of my mouth" can be used in all settings, from business meetings to everyday conversation. Thanks for being part of Winning English. Remember to subscribe to the email newsletter at winningenglish.substack.com to get additional content like helpful images and links. In the latest edition, I offer some words for disgust and explain a popular holiday in the U.S., St. Patrick's Day. Also, please follow Winning English on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And most of all, remember, if you like Winning English, please tell a friend. Talk soon.